This is Roger Deakes with Ivy Biddle at 15 Castle Crescent.
Well, my name at the moment is Ivy Gunter because I've married again. But when all this, everything that happened to me, like when we were down there about Dr. Scudley, I was then Ivy Biddle.
Ah, so I'm with Ivy Gunter.
Yeah, I know.
That's lovely. That is lovely.
I prefer the Ivy Biddle, but...
Okay, well, what would help me is to tell me what year you were born, if you wouldn't mind, and where you were born.
Well, that was on the 12th of July, 1922, I was born. And I was born in a little cottage next to the assembly rooms.
Next to the assembly rooms. Could you tell me something about your mother and father, who they were?
Well, I don't really know what my mother done when she was single. And I don't even know how she met my mother, because I don't remember her telling me anything.
Your dad?
But, she was a partner for a girl in Bristol for some time, but that girl died when she was 21. She was a sort of companion.
Yeah.
But where she met my father, I don't know, unless it was in Bristol, because his brothers and sisters were living in Bristol.
Yeah.
So, could be there.
Yes.
But when they got married, I think they were married in Park End, I'm not sure. Either Bream or Park End, I'm not sure which. And they lived in a little cottage. That's where I was born. And my one brother was born. My sister was born. She was the eldest. She was born down a place called Mark Lane. There was a farm down there, and they had rooms in this farmhouse.
Yeah.
And I lived in the cottage until I was about 8 or 9. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And then I moved across to what was next door to a blacksmith shop, which is now the pottery.
Yeah.
And my youngest but one was born there. He was 10 years old. He's 10 years younger than me.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it was about 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
And then when I was about, I don't know, it was 12 or 13, we moved across to the council house. It's on the crossroads.
Right. Were they new then?
Pardon?
Were they new then, the council
house? Well, they had been lived in, they were up for, 2 or 3 years, I should think. Because I can remember it was on the crossroads when it was just a crossroads and two big oak trees. With the gate in the middle.
Yeah.
Right where the council houses are built.
Yeah. Can we go back a bit to when you went to school then?
I went to school up here, which my father went to as well when he was young. And I'm not sure where my mother was born. She did go to school in London somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I have a photograph of their school. But when she came back, my grandmother and grandfather were both living, their parents lived at Clemens End Green.
Yeah.
So, but my grandfather and grandmother must have gone to London somewhere to live, because that's where my mother was born and went to school.
Yeah.
And, but what, when they, that's what I say, I don't know why my father picked up with her unless it was at Bristol.
Yeah.
So, but,
So you went to the school round the corner.
School up here, yes.
Yeah, and how old were you? I left at
14.
How old were you when you started?
Five.
And
because we didn't start school till we were about 4 and a half to 5 years old, according to where your birthday was.
Yeah. Do you remember anything about your school days, your teachers, or what you were taught? Or?
Our headmaster was Mr. Jensen. He was a very, very good man. The teacher in the infants class was a Mrs. Thompson. And when my father was going to school, I think her husband was I don't know if he was headmaster, but he was the teacher there, one way or the other.
Right.
Then we had a Miss Whittington when you went into Standard 1.
Yeah.
So you had sort of had Standard 1 and 2 in the same room, but you had Miss Whittington, and then we had a Miss Evans.
Yeah.
Was teaching then.
Yeah.
And then we went into the headmaster's room, was at the back, where we talked. I don't know what age you went in there, but, you know.
So that that was when you were the oldest children, you went with the headmaster.
Yeah. But of course you left at 14. So.
Do you remember what subjects, what things did they teach you at school then?
Oh, all sorts, everything. Yeah. I wasn't very good at arithmetic, I'll admit. I could come second in exams, but arithmetic beat me, so I never actually got top. But I did come second in most of them. We had dictation, different sort of things to what they... It's only ordinary arithmetic. Yeah. Never had maths or anything like that in those days.
Yeah. Did you... Was the school very strict on behaviour? Were you, you know...
Yes, they were, really. Yeah. Yes, you... I can remember my sister getting a cane once.
Can you?
Didn't very often hear the girls getting a cane, but she misbehaved once and got the cane. And a couple more with her. Other than that, But he was quite strict.
Yeah.
Sort of according to what you got up to.
Did you have fond memories of school then? Or?
Well, I do, because I never got into trouble that I can remember.
Yeah. So what happened then when you were, what age did you leave school?
14.
14.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what happened then?
Well, I run wild, as the doctor said, for 12, tell 12 me, months because I was so small.
Tell me about that then. Who
well,
said...
Well, I did go down an upper farmer's wife on a daily basis sort of thing down by the church.
Yeah.
And, in September, I went round with a neighbour lived opposite, picking blackberries.
Yeah.
I got 3 halfpence a pound for them. I had enough money to buy myself a new coat and hat and a pair of shoes at the end of it. We only had 3 halfpence a pound. We used to walk for miles all round here, just picking blackberries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other than that, I didn't do anything. Just... So
who said you had to grow a bit? Was that your parents or the doctor?
Oh, the doctor, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, then, in the... When did I go? Must have been the... When I was 15, I went into service. A neighbour's daughter living close by, she was in the... in this place, and they wanted a kitchen maid.
Yeah.
Because there were no other jobs you could do.
Did many girls from the village young women have to go into service then?
Well, some of them did, I suppose, but some of them sort of just with the families, you know. Yeah. But
there's no work generally for young women?
Oh, gosh, no, not around here, no.
No.
Because my sister went to work at Clearwell Castle.
Right. Was that in service there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I went to this place in the August. And just after, we went up to Wimbledon because he was a KC or QC, whichever it is.
Yeah.
And they lived in Wimbledon most of the year, but they'd come down to this place for Christmas.
Yeah.
And again for a month in the summer. So I went down in the August. And I can't remember how long I was there. I know I went to Wimbledon for the Christmas. But I'm not quite sure how long I stayed with them.
So he moved... He had several homes, did he, this QC?
Yeah.
And you moved with them wherever they went?
When they went back up, we went back up, you see. Because they had two or three different... They had a cook...
And you were out then, you were 15 then?
Yeah.
Yeah. What were your duties then?
Washing up, cleaning the pots and pans and doing everything a kitchen maid would do. Because the other girl that was with me, she was a bit older than me, she done upstairs sort of thing, and I was helping out in the kitchen and doing all the rough work.
How much were you paid?
be honest, I can't remember. It wasn't very much. But I can't remember what I paid. I do know when we were down there for the Christmas, one of the family, one of the in-laws, I think it was, came and said, if you can tell me what I was giving you for Christmas, if you can tell me what it is, I'll double it. But I'm afraid none of us thought what it was. And it turned out to be new money.
Ah, I see.
So we just got what she was going to give us. I think it was about half a crown or something like that.
And did you have any, can you tell me about, did you have time off? Did you?
Oh, one half day a week.
Half a day a week? Yeah. Was that a particular day of the week or any day?
Mine was on a Thursday.
A Thursday.
But I had to walk, because this place was down the other side of Shep's Cotton. What's it?
Llanfair Discoid at Micklethwaite's.
Hmm?
Llanfair Discoid.
Yes. I used to get off the bus at Cowent.
This is when the family were up here.
And I had to go nearly, well, just under the 3 miles. You had to walk this place because it wasn't where the buses did go or anything.
Yes.
And then when I wanted to come home, I walked into Cowent, catch a bus in Cowent to Chepstow, then catch a bus from Chepstow to St. Breville's.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to go back the same way, so...
And how long were your days then?
Well, not very long when I got home, you know.
Yeah, but how long did you work for?
I can't remember how long I was there for.
No.
Because I left there and went to Cheltenham.
What time did you start, though? That's what I was looking
for. 6 o'clock in the morning.
6 o'clock in the morning you start. What time would you finish?
About 10.
10. At night?
Mm-hmm.
And what... when you worked in London with them, where did you sleep then?
Oh, in the up in the top of the house.
Yeah.
So they lived in a three or four story house on Wimbledon Common.
Yeah.
And there was the cook, three of us went up there when they went to Wimbledon, back up to Wimbledon. And trying to think how long I was there. I was a bit nervous about it because I'd only been as far as Chawton Kings to when my grandmother, she used to live in Bremen and then she moved to Chawton Kings, so we used to go up there for a holiday, like. But
Wimbledon was a long way.
Yes, it was.
Did you go on the train to London?
Can't remember.
It's all right.
That's okay. One thing I can't remember.
The family you worked for, I mean, how did they treat you? Did they speak
to
you?
Oh, they were very good.
Did they speak to you? Or?
Well, if we saw them, we didn't see them very often.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we'd get up and clean all down the stairs, do everything we had to do, and then we didn't see them after that sort of thing, only if you had to go in. I didn't, because I didn't serve any of the meals or anything.
Yeah.
So... I can't remember how long I was there, but I know I came back and I went to Cheltenham. But it was only me there. I had to do everything, do the cooking and the cleaning.
So this is your job after that?
Yeah.
So you left that, this family, and you've got
That's
another
right.
job?
Yeah.
Yeah, and who was that with?
I can't remember their names now.
But this was another family, was it?
Yeah, totally different, yes. It was...
And you were on your own then in this house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But see, my grandmother lived in Chawton Kings then, so I was able to go on my half day. It took me about 10 minutes to walk to my grandmother, so I was. It was not better for me.
But you're still only having half a day off.
Oh,
then.
Yes. I think I got every other Sunday as well when I was there.
Half a day and every other Sunday.
It was half a day, yes.
Yeah.
Of course, it was better for me because I'd have longer with my grandmother and the family. Yeah. So,
did you have the chance to come home at all then, or did you stay?
Well, no, not really, because it would be, I couldn't do it in half a day. Yeah. By the time you've got a bus from Cheltenham to Gloucester, and then from Gloucester back home.
Yeah.
You know, and then go back again at night. I wouldn't have been able to do it.
What were your duties like?
Oh, they were very kind, very nice. And I enjoyed it. It was all right, you know. But I don't know what happened. But I think my mother wrote a letter to them or something. But what it was, I don't know. But anyway, I left there. Because I think the people that were there were thought... Well, in the letter, I know my mother said something about she's not a love child, which in them those days, really, I think, was having a child out of wedlock or something, yeah. You know. Perhaps they thought my grandmother was, yeah. You know. That, so I don't know. But anyway, I had to leave. I left there and I came back to Gloucester,
yeah.
To work in somewhere right up the top of the promenade and at Cheltenham, and coming back on the main road. Like anyway, when I was took ill when I was there, I kept getting...
So was this another house you were working in?
This is another house, another to go into service.
Yeah.
And I kept getting tonsillitis. So my auntie, who was living with my grandmother, she took me to Cheltenham Hospital this one night with it, and they said that I was to go home.
Right.
So she brought me all the way from Cheltenham back to St. Bell's on the bus the same night.
Your auntie
and
did?
And I never went back then.
Mm. And so you never went back there?
I never went back to Cheltenham to service, no.
And how do you remember how old you were then, roughly?
Well, I suppose it was... I must have been 17 or 18.
17 or 18. When you first went to work in service, I mean, you were very young, and you're saying that was a long way to go.
And I was very naive as well, you know, because, I didn't know much as regards life in those days. Only just, I think my sister was more, knew more about life than what I did. She'd be telling a joke and she'd say, she don't know what you're talking about.
Did being naive get you into trouble then, or?
Well, I don't think so.
No.
Not that I can remember.
Yeah. Did you miss home?
Oh, when I was away, yes.
Yeah.
But of course, there was nothing else you could do, only go into service.
Yeah.
So, because the people around here, there were a lot of people around St. Breville's that had servants.
Mm.
They were what we used to call in those days the poor gentry. They had money, but not lots of it sort of thing.
Yeah.
But just enough that they would keep maids.
Yeah.
And because I think that's where my grandfather picked up with my grandmother. I'm not sure, but I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
She must have been up, because she came down from Tondee, so she must have been up here working somewhere for him to pick up with her.
She was from where?
Tondee in Wales.
Ah, I see. And did when you were in Cheltenham, were there other young women from the forest working there? Did you ever meet anybody else from?
Well, there were other people up there, but I didn't really mix with any of them, because when I had a half day, I went to my grandmother's. So I mixed with the local people rather than people from down the forest. But there were a lot of forest people working up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even some of the boys from the forest were working up there, because I don't know what they were doing, whether they were working some of the big houses, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because we used to meet a couple of them. We used to go down the prom on a Sunday night, and there was always a lot of people walking up and down the promenade on a Sunday night, and we'd get talking to some more forest people, like, you know.
But
then, when I came home,
This is after your tonsillitis.
Yes. I went to work locally. I went to work for just daily with some people down what we call the lower road. And I don't know how long I was there, perhaps 12 months. Then I went to work for Mrs. Andrews, who lived up in the back street. We used to call it the back street, but what do they call it now, Rob?
Pistol Lane.
Right.
Anyway, and that was the person that owned or the assembly rooms and the cottages.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Anyway, after... And,
yeah, and this land that the she houses... She used to own this field.
Right.
And from then... Oh, then the war come, of course. And I went out into the woods.
Okay, to work. So
we were in the... And my sister had already started.
So we're talking about 1939, around
when
there.
When the war was on, yeah.
Well, you're the other members of the family, your sisters and your brother. What work were they doing then?
Well, my sister was in service until, like, the war come. And then when we were working in the woods, she got married. But she still come to work because it was wartime. And... my brother went into the Air Force. My other brother, he's been an invalid all his life, so he couldn't be gone. And my youngest brother, he was...
Downs. Downs. Downs syndrome.
Oh, Down syndrome.
Yeah.
So, of course, he was far too... He couldn't go.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was... Because there were 10 years between him and my... the next brother, so that was it. But,
so what happened?
We were in the woods.
How did the woods thing happen? How did that start? What happened?
Well, I suppose it's because the war was on and my sister had already got the job and she suggested, so that was it. It was one of the happiest times of my life, actually.
Was it?
Oh, gosh, yes, I used to love it.
And who did you work for? Who was your employer?
Well, the man that was over us, I can't remember his name, but he was an oldish man. And he just used to tell us where we got to go and what we got to do. But we followed the men cutting down the trees and we'd burn all the grouse. They'd put it in long lines in the field, wherever it was, and we'd burn the grouse. But then all the birds would go to the pits for pit props.
Right.
There was 9 foot, 6 foot, and four and a half foot, I think they were, all going to the mines.
All cut to length for mines.
Yeah.
And did you have to wear a uniform or did you?
No, we bought our own. We had to buy our own. We didn't get.
Yeah.
We didn't get anything for.
And was it the War Office or was it the? Or the Forestry Commission who paid you?
Well, I don't know which it was. I suppose it must have been. We were in the timber supply, whatever, whoever was in charge. I suppose it was just one of the war efforts.
So it was the timber supply that you were in?
I got a badge in there.
Have you? Well, perhaps you could show me that later.
Can you get it?
Yep.
It's only just inside on the top there somewhere.
So,
and
in the bedroom.
But I only got it, Daphne got it for me back when... who's Prime Minister?
Gordon Brown.
Yeah.
And he decided that all these girls should have a badge.
Yeah.
Because we'd never been given anything at all, but we were still part of the war effort, you see.
Yeah. So tell me, what did you actually do? What was you? You said you were laying out the timber and burning it.
Well, they laid it out. We went behind burning it all, you know, clearing it all up. But part of the time, I was going on a lorry.
Yeah.
We'd go to Park End, what was supposed to be Park End Station. It was, and they'd put these pit props in the trucks ready to go off.
Yeah.
And I was counting them. I'd count them as they put them on the lorry, and then I'd count them as they chucked them into the trucks.
So you'd be counting them out?
Mm-hmm.
In Park End.
Yeah.
And which woods did you work in the forest?
Down, there's a little wood down, it's, oh gosh.
Below Staunton you used to work.
Down over, oh God.
Staunton.
Stone. Oh, no, I was trying to think of the first one. Going down to Clanna.
Down over Rodmore.
By Lydney.
Down over Rodmore. Went across the bottom between
Lydney Estate.
Between Clanna and, yes, I suppose it was part of an estate, yes. Yeah. Down across there. Then we go from there to, we went to, down over Staunton.
Yeah.
Right, up above Adnock Quarries, somewhere
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Down there. I can't think how long I was out in the... Oh, I was out there till I got married, of course. That's right. I was married at 22.
So what year was that?
Don't ask me. Numbers and me don't...
And the war was still on then?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So you've been doing that for a couple of years? In the...
Yes, I suppose I've been there for a couple of years, yes.
Yeah. Now, you said it was the best years of your life.
Yes,
why was
I
that?
Loved... Well, it was... The atmosphere and everything, it was lovely. We had some, there was other girls, but they were in the land army, you know, or in the forestry.
Yeah.
But we were in a different one altogether. We were in the timber supply.
Yeah.
Did you find that?
No, we'll get it after.
We'll get it.
In there.
So did, you enjoyed the company of the people
yes.
you worked with?
We used to have to cycle.
Yeah.
We cycled down to Clanna and leave the bikes, you know, if we went somewhere else. But when we were at Staunton, we used to bike from St. Breville's. We used to have to go at 6:30
Were they mostly forest women?
Oh, yes, because the men that were doing the tushing all the timber were from Yorkley and Bream and places like that.
Yeah, so you were... Those were people from Yorkley and... Oh, is that your... Oh. Oh, look at that. Oh, it's signed by Gordon Brown as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. But it's never been recognised. And he decided
that they should be. Gosh, can I take a photograph of that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll put that there for a moment. So you were saying you're using some proper words there, tushing. That's proper forestry words. So
I don't know.
Were they bringing them out with horses?
Horses and chains.
They're pulling them out.
Yeah.
Do you remember who did the tushing? Which
there was a man from. Oh, there James. James is at Yorkley.
Yeah.